KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:40 as Final Act Today continues here on a Monday morning, the 11th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program as we come to you from the AirTech Heating Studios. And joining us on the phone line this morning is Ron Jacob Bison. He's the positive youth development educator for the Fond du Lac County Extension Office with Division of Extension Fond du Lac County. And we're going to learn about some of the work he's doing as the positive youth development educator here as part of our monthly visit with folks at Extension Fond du Lac County. Ron, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. It's a great Monday. You know, it's the weather is just about perfect in its own little way. It's winter, but without being too, you know, deep freeze, you know?
Yeah. We haven't had that those two words that people seem to hate, polar vortex. We haven't had that yet. Hopefully it stays in the northern part of the country, but we'll see what happens. But thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Always interesting to talk with the folks at Extension. A lot of different programs going on, whether it be in agriculture or development or youth development or even things like best practices for dealing with things like money or COVID protocols or whatever. We've talked about it all over the last year or so. And just reading about some of the things that you're working on as the positive youth development educator, there's a lot of lessons that kind of intertwine. Even though you're teaching youth primarily, there's a lot of things that maybe even some adults can take away from some of the work you're doing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that is fair to say. You know, the positive youth development position, one of the missions is really to strengthen youth-adult partnerships. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that we can address local issues. Obviously, COVID is both local and, state and global. But certainly adults are leaders, like parents, teachers, community groups. You know, so, yeah, in order to impact youth, we should also, bone up and hone out our skills as well. So, but the positive youth development position really does focus on education for youth to improve their life skills, their leadership skills. It could be through civic engagement. It could be engagement within their school or within their particular, social group, if they belong to a club or 4-H, or even if they're just students who are looking get school mentoring or be more social, like at the Boys and Girls Club. So I've done some program over at the Boys and Girls Club, as well as with groups like Ebony Vision has a Men of Vision mentoring program. And so I've been invited as a guest speaker to come over there and enhance what they're doing through some of the offerings that that I can give through the positive youth development position.
Let's talk more about some of those specifics of those programs. Why don't you give us a few more examples of some things you've been highlighting in the last year as we've all been through a challenging 2020 and then starting the brand new year here. What are some things that you've been focusing on in your work as the positive youth development educator here in the last year or so?
Sure. Well, you know, one big thing really, obviously, is the fact that we're not face-to-face and that, you know, we've become a Zoom world. And so So my programming as well has gone over to a virtual setting. So how do you offer, youth programming or youth education, workshops, skill building sessions that you can't be face-to-face, which provides you more hands-on? Also, face-to-face really does create an energy and excitement as well. So taking some of those workshops and those trainings that that are offered through positive development and converting them over to Zoom and doing that has been a fun challenge, but it's also been successful as well. So there's a workshop that I've done with Boys and Girls Club and also with the mentoring group over at Ebony Vision, which is just a developing problem-solving skills. It's called Think Outside the Box, and it's been made into a nice Zoom-based workshop where youth come on and adults come on, and we learn how to develop and hone our problem-solving skills through games and activities, brain teasers, and then they have an opportunity to also sort of reflect on that personally. So what's interesting is kids do identify, kids have problem-solving skills already. Sometimes they just don't know what they know. So it's great when you can name it and you can identify what they're already doing because it boosts their competence. And then also introducing some new strategies for them as well, especially when they become frustrated, you know, angry, tired, or they're cooped up, you know, at home due to COVID. You know, those things kind of block our problem-solving skills. And so so it's a fun workshop that can be humorous and it's fun, and they can look on the screen and solve a brain teaser, and we can talk about how they solve that problem. And so that's a cool offering.
Yeah, definitely. Problem-solving skills, obviously, you know, those are an essential part of, you know, learning and growing up, and definitely needed as you enter, you know, high school, college, and into the workforce. Those are some things that a lot of people, you know, need to keep in mind, depending on, you know, where you work and where you are contributing to society. And it's important to know how to solve basic to complex problems, and that's a thing that can be seen as very important to teach kids right away, right?
Exactly, and you kind of mentioned that it is foundational, or kind of like some baseline. So we do it through, you know, games and activities and some fun stuff, but then we do emphasize and talk about, you know, when you have a conflict with a friend, you know, maybe over some maybe ethical belief that you're not into that same belief that they have. When it becomes more serious, the idea is it's foundational that we can solve problems, small, simple problems, that gives us, our brain, some exercise. So when the big ones come up, we have, you know, that brain power to use those same strategies, but now we're upping the game on some of those more deeper, maybe important issues, especially with kids making choices that might not be healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's really all about. I also do another session that's about, I call it creating an effective team, and team stands for together, everyone achieves more. Mm-hmm. But you really could call it group development. You know, whenever a group gets together, it's easy to say team because you can understand that metaphor like a football team. Let's say you join the football team at your school. Who's the coach? Who am I? What position am I going to play? I want to play this position. You know, that's phase one of any group that gets together. It's like, who am I? Who are you? And what are we doing here? It's awareness. And if I'm not aware of what the group is about, then I don't trust the process. And if I don't trust the process, then I don't communicate. If I don't communicate, then I don't engage in the group mission. Mm-hmm. So those are like four stages of any kind of group that gets together. So it's easy to use a football team as a metaphor because they practice and then they communicate and they trust each other that you're going to do your position's job, I'll do my position's job. And then the challenge is the game, you know. And the last stage is evaluation. So it's awareness, trust, communication, challenge, and then evaluate. How well did we do? So we know that football teams today, like professionals, are all watching films today to celebrate their successes and then look at their maybe shortcomings. And so any group that gets together goes through those phases. So if you join the choir or join the musical, even if you join a group of people and you're playing hoops, you know, down at the local park and you decide you want to hang out with them, you have to become aware of who they are. You learn to trust people. You learn to positively communicate. And then you deal with what challenges come up. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
it's a long sentence, but yeah, no, you kind of get what I'm getting at, right?
Right. It's it's the metaphor that everybody associates with team, a sports team just in general, not just football, but basketball, right, baseball, whatever it may be. You know, they all work together. Each player on the team has their role, whether it be, you know, if we're talking football, sure, from Aaron Rodgers on down to the special teamer who's only out there for punts and kickoffs.
Right.
Everybody has their role, and they're all expected to do their job and do it to the best of their ability. And it's the
exactly
individual work that comes together, right?
Yeah, and you have a good point. It doesn't mean that we have to be perfect, because that's a hard thing to sort of achieve, but, you know, but being excellent. And so, you know, one of the things that we emphasize with youth in these workshops is always about who are your resources and how do you use them, and that you actually have to you know, trust and communicate, you know, with those resources. So who are those resources in a youth's life? Well, you know, in the small circle, it's maybe home. So it's parent, guardian, grandparent, you know, babysitter, those kind of things. But then as the circle gets bigger, you reach out into it becomes probably school, because that's where the most of the hours are spent. At least if it was a traditional year, mm-hmm. you would spend most of your time. But then it could be, you know, church. It could be community groups, like things like Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, 4-H. So those, you know, those circles can be something small. What are your resources? Or it can be a little bit bigger in the community. And so we always emphasize, especially in both those workshops, that the power in developing your resources and the power to risk asking questions. And it's okay not to have answers, but it's great to have the resources that can find you the answers so you can be the best version of yourself. And so you can kind of target whatever that prize is that you're looking for down the road. You know, I want to go into college. I want to go into trade school. I want to go into the military. I want to go into the workforce. Keeping your eye on that prize and developing all those personal skills and then those resources, super duper important. And so we have fun in those sessions doing that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's definitely important. You talk about going on as you get towards high school, college, and then onto the workforce, identifying those mentors in your life, the people that kind of help guide you, and building those relationships as you talk about the need for youth to see adults as positive resources. From what I'm hearing from you is really helping people understand, helping the kids understand, you know, okay, look toward those positive influences, the ones that can help you get to where you want to be. If a kid wants to be a veterinarian, who do I look to? Who can I reach out to help find those answers and help me down that right path? That's part of it too, right?
Sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah, most definitely. The pathway to what's after high school and what's into our, you know, sort of like growing up and being that adult, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's important. The other thing I want to point out, you know, that team approach, that awareness, trust, communication, that bonding of a group, that can happen in a negative way too. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get kids who get engaged in behavior that's not so healthy. And so, you know, that could be where kids develop trust with each other to maybe not do so great things or not so healthy things. Or, you know, I'm going to use a cliche, but that's kind of like a gang is kind of like a team with a negative goal, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can bond to people who are involved and engaged in negative things, and that spiral goes down. And so we want the spiral to go up, where we have an eye and a prize, and then that spiral goes up of positive trust, positive communication, coping with anger, frustration, you know, all those little speed bumps that happen in life in order to reach our goals positively. But I just want to emphasize that you can sort of be on a negative team too, but obviously that's, you know, destructive on so many levels.
Right, right. Ron, we're almost out of time. If people want to learn more about some of the work you're doing, can they go online anywhere to find out some details about these programs you're offering?
Yes, you can. You can go to fondulac.extension.wisc.edu, which is a mouthful. But if you do have your favorite browser, you could just type in Fond du Lac Extension and hit the search button, and you will find our Extension Fond du Lac County University of Wisconsin-Madison page that has the community development, My Positive Youth Development page, as well as things like 4-H, Healthy Families and Finance, Horticulture, Master Gardener Program, Community Development, and as well as like our calendar and then our contacts for each staff member as well as myself. So if you just Google Fond du Lac Extension Office, your browser it'll be one of the top ones, if not the top one that you'll find. Probably the easiest thing to say.
Sure. Very good. Ron, Jacob Eisen with Division Extension, Fond du Lac County, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning, and we'll talk to you down the road. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Take care now.
All right, that's our chat with Extension Fond du Lac County here at KFI.